When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000. You know Pat Quinn, our former governor. Yesterday he was busy, and you've been very busy, Pat, talking about this tax that would be assessed on anyone over their first million that they make, right? So 3% over a million, is that how it goes?
Well, it's called the Illinois Property Tax Relief Amendment, Lisa. It's on the ballot as a referendum, and it calls for a surtax only on millionaires, people who are lucky enough to have more than $1 million in income in any year. They would pay a 3% surtax, and all that money that is would be raised would go to property tax relief for everyday people. And just yesterday, the Illinois Department of Revenue estimated how much money that is from the millionaires. It would be, according to them, $4.5 billion that would be available for property tax relief for people who live from paycheck to paycheck and who are worried about their saving for their house or keeping their house and paying that high property tax bill. It's time to bring it down and give relief and rebates to people who are paying way too much for their property tax.
Are there about 77,000 people that would be impacted by this, 77,000 millionaires?
Yeah, according to the Illinois Department of Revenue, there's 77,323 folks who declare more than $1 million in adjusted gross income in the latest tax year. And they would not pay any higher rate in their first $1 million. They pay the same as everybody else. But above $1 million, they'd pay a 3% surcharge, and that money would all go to property tax relief. That's what the referendum calls for. And yeah, I've been busy. I've been all over our state, really, because our state is the second highest in the country when it comes to property taxes on everyday people. We're second only to New Jersey. And if we're going to do something about it, it's got to bubble up from the grassroots, from people voting yes in the referendum. That'll wake up, I think, the powers that be that this is a long overdue reform. Property tax relief for people who need it the most.
Right, and that would affect about 3 million people that would impact their property taxes, correct?
Yeah, in Illinois, there's something called the homestead exemption, so any residential property taxpayer is eligible for it. It's over 3 million households in our state, all over Illinois, Chicago, suburbs, downstate. That's a lot of households, and people are frankly struggling to pay their property tax bill. The most recent bills that went out in Cook County, people in the south suburbs were just hammered by super high property tax levies, and that's true in the collar counties and downstate too. So we can't just stand still. I believe in the power of referendum, and we've used referendum years ago. I was involved in organizing the Citizen Utility Board to take on the big utility companies, and that was 40 years ago, and the group is still here today, and we all did it. We made it possible by using referendum, and people voted yes for CUB, Citizen Utility Board, and that's how we got it done, and we're doing the same thing now with the Property Tax Relief Amendment that's on the referendum ballot.
Governor, am I wrong, or weren't you behind the move to reduce the size of the house as well?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
This is Steve Bertrand, a very smart fellow, went to Bishop McNamara in high school, I believe, in Kankakee.
Yeah.
And you were probably in high school in 1980, but we had a referendum on the ballot called the Cutback Amendment that we petitioned onto the ballot. It was binding, and the people voted yes for reducing the size of the Illinois House. At one time, it was 177 members, one of the highest paid in the country. And by referendum, we, the people, reduced it to 118.
But explain it, because as I was in high school, my dad was a precinct committeeman, so I would hand out the stickers and posters and stuff. But as I recall, like, you could vote for as many as three people for the House or something like that?
Yeah, back then there were 59 districts, Steve, with three members per district, and voters had three votes, and they could split their votes, 1.5, 1.5, or 1-1-1, or they could give all three to one candidate. It was a very confusing system. There were more spoiled ballots on that race than anywhere else. And essentially, after the legislature gave itself a 40% pay raise, we went out and gathered the signatures, almost 500,000, to put it on the ballot and let the people vote to reduce the size of the legislature and have one person, one vote, and not have that confusing system anymore.
Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is with us. So when we vote next, we will see this on the ballot. It reads, should the Illinois Constitution be amended to create an additional 3% tax on income greater than $1 million for the purpose of dedicating funds raised to property tax relief? But it's not a binding referendum, correct?
Right. It's put on by the legislature. They passed the bill, and it's on the everybody's ballot, no matter where you live. Every precinct will have this question. It really allows the people to direct and mandate to the legislature what they need to do in order to get property tax relief for people who don't have lobbyists or big-time clout or any of that. This is something, you know, I used to be the elected commissioner of the Cook County Board of Property Tax Appeals, and I heard 150,000 cases during my four-year term. And I can remember over and over again, every day people just can't handle this very unfair, complicated property tax system that takes too much out of every family budget. So this is our chance to send the message that we need a constitutional amendment for property tax relief. They did something very similar in Massachusetts 2 years ago. They had a millionaire surcharge, and they ended up getting more money than they ever expected. And I think we can do that in Illinois. According to the Illinois Department of Revenue, there'd be an opportunity to get $4.5 billion in property tax relief for the hard-pressed property taxpayers of our state, people who need the help.
Now, Pat, the last time anything like this, it was in 2020, and Ken Griffin poured $54 million of his own money into defeating the ballot initiative. I know he's taken off to Florida, but he's busy buying dinosaurs for the Field Museum. Do you think he's going to come back in here and drop millions to make sure this, if it progresses, gets defeated?
No, I don't think so. I actually had a meeting with Ken Griffin when I was governor, and he's a nice man. He's a generous man. He's left our state. But I think actually he would look at this referendum and see the value of it. The property tax system is hurting home ownership in Illinois and everyday people who want to own a home and not be taxed out of it. The referendum in 2020, 4 years ago, was not the same as this at all. What we're saying is, all the money raised goes to property tax relief for people who work hard, who have bought a home, want to stay in that home. But our property taxes are just way too high in Illinois, and this is a way to get relief and reform. And it's quite a bit different than what happened back 4 years ago.
Well, thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful weekend, and thanks for always listening to the show.
Oh, I always do. And go Bears. Come on, Steve. We can do it. You know, we got to get going here.